Chapter 8. The Right Moment. It was early Monday morning, and we still had a crowd outside our house, but it was getting smaller. Mum drove me to school. From the moment I got there, it seemed that everybody wanted to talk to me.
"Cameron, how are you? We saw you on TV."
It was nice, in a strange way. I was special. And then I saw him, Marlon. I looked at him, and he looked at me. I did not know what to say or do, so I walked straight past him without saying a word. Even as I was doing it, I wanted to stop and say sorry and laugh with him. But because I was angry, I did not stop. He was the problem, not me. Then Marlon came and sat next to me inside the classroom.
"Can I talk to you?"
he said quietly.
"What do you want to talk about?"
"Cameron, I'm sorry about the story in the newspaper."
"Is sorry all you've got to say? You promised not to talk about the operation. Because of you, there are crowds of media people outside and we can't leave our house. They call us day and night and people are always trying to look through our windows."
"You don't understand," Marlon began. "I was frightened for you about the operation. And when I couldn't find you, I told my mum. She knew that it was a secret, but she told Dad, and he was the one who told the newspapers."
"Excuse me, but I only told you. It was a really important secret."
"I'm sorry. It won't happen again," Marlon said.
"You're right. I'm never going to share things with you again."
"Please forgive me, Cameron."
"I have forgiven you," I said.
"No, you haven't."
He was right. Deep inside, I was still angry with him. At the end of the lesson, I went straight to Julie's desk. I wanted to speak to her while I was feeling brave. This was the right moment. It was now or never.
"Hi, Julie."
"Oh, hi, Cameron."
She did not look happy to see me.
"How are you?"
I asked. She did not speak and started reading her book. But she was holding the book the wrong way round.
"This might be easier,"
I said, smiling at her. I turned her book round and tried to give it back to her. She moved away from me.
"What's the matter?"
I tried to give her the book again, but she moved quickly away again. I could not believe it. She was frightened of me.
"My mum thinks that you could have a lot of dangerous germs in you now," she said. "I can't go anywhere near you. I might get an infection."
It felt like she kicked me in my stomach. Everybody was listening to us.
"But Julie, I'm still me. I haven't changed."
"You've got a pig's heart inside you. Of course you've changed. My mum..."
"I don't care what your mum thinks. What do you think?"
Julie's face turned red, and she looked hot and angry.
"My mum's right," she said. "You've got a pig's heart inside you, so how do you know what's happening in your body now?"
Slowly, I put the book back down on Julie's desk and looked around. She was not the only person who did not want to be near to me. I left the classroom without looking at anybody.
"How was school today?"
Mum asked when she came to get me.
"It was difficult," I said. I wanted to tell her about Julie and about me and Marlon, but the right moment and the right words never really came. When I got home, I had a wonderful surprise. Nan was waiting for me.
I was so happy to see her. She seemed more tired than the last time I saw her, and she looked older and smaller too. Even when she smiled, it seemed to me that she looked a little sad. After Mum went out shopping, Nan and I sat together without speaking, but it did not feel uncomfortable. She was giving me time to tell her things in my own way. "I wasn't allowed to tell anyone about the operation, not even you," I said at last. "But I really needed to talk to someone, and Marlon promised to keep it a secret."
"And is that how it got into the news?"
"Yes. Marlon's dad told the newspapers, but Marlon was wrong to tell his mum and dad."
"You mean you were wrong to tell Marlon?"
"No, that's different, because it was my secret to tell," I said. "Today was the first time I've seen Marlon since my operation, and we argued."
"Cameron, it seems quite simple to me. Your friend made a mistake. We all make mistakes. Are you really going to stay angry with him? Life is too short for that." "Now, did anything else happen today?"
This was the right moment to talk about Julie, but I did not want to. Before my operation, each time I looked at Julie, she smiled at me. Before the operation, she liked me, but now she did not. Later, I was looking for something in the kitchen when I accidentally pushed some papers on the floor. There were some letters on the top, and they all had my name on them. I picked up the first one and read it. That was a big mistake. RAUK, Rights for Animals in the United Kingdom. Mr. and Mrs. Kelsey, RAUK think that you are bad people. Pigs have thoughts and feelings, just like you. Would you breed humans to kill them and use their organs? Heart problems are terrible, but what you have done is worse. Each letter I read was worse than the one before. Some people believe that Mum and Dad only allowed me to have the operation to get money from the media. Some letters were from people who loved animals. They understood why Mum and Dad allowed me to have the operation, but they wanted my parents to think about other ways of helping me. Some letters were from kind people, but most were not.
"Have you seen these?" I asked Nan.
"Some of them? These are the ones that arrived today."
"Today? Do you mean we get letters like this every day? But why do Mum and Dad keep them?"
"The police told them to keep the worst ones, because maybe someone will try to hurt you or your parents. Every night after you go to bed, they read all the letters."
Now I understand why Mum and Dad didn't want to take the money the two newspapers offered, I said to Nan. They didn't want people to say that we were only doing it for money. All these people only knew what they read in the newspapers. They did not really know our story or what we thought or felt. It made me so angry, I wanted to kick something.